East Coast FM's Cope with Hope.
And May Quaid is back with us from the Older Persons Council in Wicklow with advice this week. Good morning, May.
Good morning, Declan, and how are you?
Good morning. Have you got your hat? Have you got your factor 50? Are you staying out in the direct sun?
I'm actually sitting under my bean tree in the garden. It has leaves on it that are like dinner plates. And it's the coolest place in the world. It's absolutely lovely. I have the factor 50 on. No hat. Don't like hats. But anyway, that's
you're
very bold.
You're looking after yourself.
Oh, well, who the hell else is going to look after me if I don't look after myself? That fella indoors is not bothered.
And what about Archie? How is Archie enjoying the sun? Are you protecting him?
Oh, poor old Archie. He's absolutely panned out. He's lying here under the seat. I got him a cooling collar, and you put it in the fridge and put it on him. You know, he hasn't been to the river yet. There's so many kids down there at the Slaney here in Bortinglass. I'd be afraid to take him down because he'd want to play with them all and frighten the life out of them. So I'm going to wait till maybe later on this evening and see. He has never been in the water. So we'll just see how he gets on. I was in a friend's house yesterday and I thought it was very funny. We were in the back garden and she has a dog as well. And there was a smallish paddling pool there. And I said, what's that? Oh, she said, that's for Lenny. Lenny is the dog. So the dog has a paddling pool. There you go. Very well minded, I must say. Probably better than her poor husband, but never mind.
Never mind. Listen, tell us about the Festival of Curiosity.
Yes, this is something I found the other day and I got curious about it. Anyway, it's an annual festival that's held in Dublin. It consists of science, arts, design and technology. It's for all ages, but the only thing is in relation to older people, it might be difficult for them. It's online. It includes a virtual visit to the Botanic Gardens, to a DIY workshop on making your own air quality sensors, an intro to virtual painting for adults, and a spinning puppet workshop with Chester Beatty personnel. Now, you can book for this on https://festivalofcuriosity.ie. So, you know, if somebody wants something different, and maybe when the rain eventually comes, which it probably will. You know, parents might want something for their kids to do, or older people might want something to fill in their time. So it's just
Festival of Curiosity. .ie. Now, Positive Aging Week.
There's a reminder about that. That is from the 27th of September to the 1st of October. I know I'm being a bit early with this, but you can check Age Action's website for this. And groups could actually do something for this now that some of our restrictions are lifted. You know, they could have something going on for positive aging for their own groups in Wicklow. So that would be
a
good idea.
October, but keep it in mind. You'll remind us closer at the time about that.
I will. I will, of course.
Now, you want to mention water safety, and you mentioned down by the river there.
Yeah, well, I also would be more worried about the sea. I have a huge respect for the sea. I nearly drowned twice as a child, and Declan, I can't even get into water at all. When it hits my ankles, I'm not able to move. I have a huge phobia about it. So I always was terrified I was going to pass it on to my children, but no, not at all. They were all like water babies when they were small. Yeah. But you have to be very, very aware in the sea of rip currents. You know your limits, and as you socially distance, avoid swimming in unfamiliar areas, for instance, the river as well, that are potentially unsafe. Watch for lifeguards. No lifeguard flag, no lifeguard on duty. The red and yellow flag means a lifeguard is on duty and patrols between those flags. So, you know, it's so hot that people are just jumping into any bit of water that they can find.
And the water's so cold sometimes.
Pardon me? Sorry?
The water can be so cold and it can be very debilitating, you know?
Exactly. Now, I have a friend whose daughter swims up in Bettystown every day, winter, spring, summer and autumn. I would probably be in shock. Well, I couldn't swim anyway. I can't swim. I'm absolutely hopeless. absolutely terrified of water. I fell into the Dodder, Declan, and I was wheeled into the pond in Stephen's Green, and the girl who was minding ran home to tell my mother that I was in the pond, and the gardeners had to haul me out of it. Now, I don't remember that, but it must be planted in my head. I'm absolutely scared to death of it. But anyway...
But you're right. You're right to give it the respect, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And what part of the Dodder did you go in?
It was somewhere near Rathfarnham. I was running along the bank, and I think there's a waterfall there. Now, I've only vague memories of it. And I fell in, and only a guy was fishing, hooked my dress and hauled me out. And I had to walk home, and of course I was nearly murdered by my mother. My clothes were destroyed, my shoes, everything. And you know, in those days, people didn't have much money, and of course, there I was in my lovely, shiny, black patent shoes, and they're full of water. But anyway, I was very lucky.
You live to tell the tale.
Yes, I did.
Okay, age and opportunity, new strategic plan.
Yes, they have a new strategic plan for 2021 and 2023. The focus of their plan is on enhancing the ageing experience, where older people can thrive rather than just survive. They also hope to enhance their work around influencing public policy and ensuring that older people have their voices heard by policymakers, for instance, the government and the county councils, if they listen to us. You know, there's a lot of things that can come out of this, so hopefully that will work very, very well.
Yeah, it's good to see a voice being there to, you know, address the issues as well. And your tip of the week then, May, from underneath your tree in the garden.
Yes. Anyway, your group should try to meet up in an outside location. Here in Borton Glass last week, the Active Retirement met in the Terriman Gardens, and there was 40 people turned up, would you believe, Declan? 40 people. And we had the most wonderful afternoon, just talking to each other face to face, having a cup of tea and a piece of cake, and know that we have survived all the restrictions, etc., that we've had to endure for the past year and a half. And, you know, it was just so nice. I hadn't seen, I'd say, 3/4 of the people in all that time. So, you know, we were up in the gardens. It was a beautiful afternoon, and there's loads and loads of space up there. And thanks very much to the committee up there. They had all the tables out, and it was absolutely super.
Brilliant.
So,
and meet up. Good for getting the fresh air, but also meeting up with people and what that does to your mental health.
Definitely. Mental health, talking to other people. And, you know, perhaps now somebody was giving out. Of course, that's part of our makeup as Irish people. So, I mean, it was great to hear it all that were giving out about this, that, and the other thing. And it was fun. And I must say, very, very enjoyable. Very enjoyable.
One last thing, and I'm going to ask you about a survey. A survey in Britain by Cushell of 2,000 people. They said that fighting over the TV remote, loading the dishwasher and putting food into an already full bin are among the 50 most common arguments, according to a new survey. So I immediately thought of you with the TV remote in your cowboy films. How do you get on? Do you keep it? Do you keep it in your pocket?
Declan, Archie gets up at 6 o'clock in the morning. So I get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and I turn on this movie channel and I sit there having my breakfast looking at Cowboys and Indians or some war in America or, you know, Second World War. I'm a bit addicted to that as well. And there's no argument about the thing. But my husband, when he comes into the room, immediately takes the remote. I think it's a man thing. I really do. You know,
yeah, power.
It's
power, that's
it. That power control. I have to have that control.
May,
you know.
I wouldn't be taking on you anyway. That's the main thing.
Need the wooden spoon, Jack, and give him a few wallets.
Good luck, May Quaid. Good to talk to you as always.
Pleasure.
Enjoy the song. Thank you. Bye-bye. And that's May Quaid there. And May is from the Older Persons Council.